Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 16th of Mar Cheshvan. Don't forget to vote. We are continuing in the 11th parak of Mesilas Yesharim. What he's trying to do for us in talking about the character trait of Nikios, which means spiritual cleanliness. He says to cleanse yourself from an Avera means to analyze and think deeply about the Avera until you've purged the desire to commit that Avera or any habits that are connected to the Avera. And that way, you will have no trace of the Avera left. And he said, really, you have to go through this 365 losases, one by one, and it's a process. And he's helping us by beginning with what he feels is the Avera that is the most common, and that is Gezel. He said, because it's the most common, that's why the Torah has seven different lavim associated with it. And yesterday he drew on the imagery presented in Eov, that Eov talks about Gezel that's mistabik biyad ha'adam, the things that stick to a person's hands. So it's not that intentionally and maliciously grab something that doesn't belong to you. It means that you end up with something that shouldn't be in your pocket. And that's really the essence of Gezel. And he said, until you can reach a point where you are disgusted by the thought of having something that is not meant for you, you will not really defeat Gezel. That's really his point here. He's been talking about the fact that if a person is selling things and he mixes up good things with bad things to try to trick the buyer, or he tells the buyer what he wants to hear. All of that is included. In the end, you'll end up with money, and you didn't get it fairly. We're starting now with page 184. He said that Gezel, on page 183, he said Gezel has five names. Aval, Sanoi, Meshukatz, Cherem, Toeva. A deceitful person is called five pejoratives: corrupt, hated, disgusting, banned, and an abomination. Now, page 184. Odo Amr Zecharnim Levracha. Azal also said, Kol HaGozel Es Chavero, Afilu Shava Pruta, Ki Ilu Notal Nafsho Mimenu. Even if you take just one pruta's worth, it's as if you took his soul from him. The question is, why? So some understand, some comment, that you don't know what a person did to receive his money. He might have given up time. He might have put his life in some kind of danger. Whatever a person did for Parnassa, you're taking that from him. When you're taking money from him, really, what you're taking is whatever he put in to earning that money. There's another possibility. What he means, Hilu notal nafsho mimenu, is somebody's possessions are an extension of themselves. And that's just the way it is. It's something that you learn in Bava Kama. And when you take somebody's possession, really, you have taken a part of them. That they extend to a person's identity, extends to his possessions. And therefore, when you take something that doesn't belong to you, it's more than just having an object. Kilu notel nafsho mimenu. Harelecha chomer avon azeh, afilu bishir mu'ad. V'amru od, ene gesham natzaren el bavon gezel. That God makes the rain stop because of the hate of gezel. We actually, in Parshas Noach, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the dor ha-mabel lo nechtem gzardinam el ala gezel. V'od amru, kupa melei avonos, mimikatrik barosh kulam gezel. If somebody has a whole barrel full of averos, which is the first to testify against him, gezel. V'dor ha-mabel lo nechtem gzardinam el ala gezel. Okay, Sanhedrin kuf ches. So you might say, okay, I'm in business. How am I supposed to survive? I'm not allowed to put my best foot forward. I'm not allowed to dress up the merchandise. Desmosos Yesharim, very important point. Chiluk gadol yesh badavar. Ki kol ma shehu laharos hazakonim. Amitas tuv achevitz v'yafyo. Hine ashtad losehu tov v'yashar. If your objective is to show the buyer the true quality of the object and its beauty, and you want to spruce it up and you want to highlight every feature, that's 100% kosher. That's called hishtadlos. It's tov v'yashar. Ach mashu lechasos mumei chefzo. If your objective is to cover up and conceal the blemishes, then einu elo ona va'asar, then that is called ona. It's financial deceit. It's prohibited. Zekla gado b'amunas ha'masa v'matan lo'omar me'inyan amidos. This is a major rule in honesty in business. And now he says, I will not speak about the subject of accurate measures. If you have weights and you sell things by the weight and your weights are off, he said that does not need to be spoken about. It's obvious that that's wrong. The Torah calls that an abomination. The punishment for having deceitful weights is worse than the punishment for sexual immorality. V'amro hasiton The Gemara says in Bava Basra that a wholesaler has to wipe his measures clean once in 30 days so things don't accumulate. And eventually you are cheating the system. So that he won't unwittingly charge people more and become punished. Kol shekein avon haribas. He says, all the more so, you have to avoid lending money with interest. Shagarahu kekofer b'loka Yisrael chas v'chalila. The Gemara Bava Metzia says, equates this with denying God. V'amr zechonim levracha la'pasuk v'neshach nason v'tar b'islakach v'chai lo yichya. Kihu v'avak shelo meshukatz mesor b'nei Hashem. It actually, lending a Jew with interest is considered disgusting, abomination, and prevents a person from tchias ha'meisim. V'eini roa tzorech laharich b'zeshik bar. A masa mutalas akol ish Yisrael. Mrs. Sharm says he doesn't even need to discuss that at length. We will stop here. Have a good day, everyone.